I said 15 years or 20 years ago that labor would wreck America. Mm-hmm. And by golly, she's got it wrecked. That's one of the biggest causes. I don't know who your father, your brothers may be in it, but I'm talking about as a whole. Mm-hmm. Labor will wreck America. The reason today that we're in a depression is on account of that labor is not satisfied with what he gets. When they was making, the men that worked on my house, they got $8. The same people now get $25, about $30. Mm-hmm. Nails when I built my house was cheap. You could buy a keg of nails for $6. Now you know what a keg of nails cost you? About $24. Mm. And everything in proportion. Well, I went on and the government would send people here, you know, mm-hmm. where they'd made these, what they call, Roosevelt had started off what they call a homeowners loan association. That's mm-hmm. everybody was, it borrowed this money and couldn't pay, so that's called a homeowners loan. Well, I went down there to these people and that this building loan, and I made a deal with them that I'd pay them $30, $100 every 3 months, or $33 and a third a month. And I said, if I get 3 months and I haven't paid it, I said, my God, I can still go to the bank and borrow $100. Mm-hmm. All right. That happened. I made a trade. And it was pretty slow, pretty hard going, but one time I thought I was going to have to go borrow the 100, but I didn't. I made it by. And that was long about the time I said it cost, let me see. Let me see, I kind of got all my track. Oh, so I wasn't the only one involved. There's a crowds of white and black, and I was selling real estate. And so one day I went up at, I didn't show up because I went up there one day and sat up there, and they never did get to me. And I had a sale that was hot; it needed to be closed. I was either going to lose it or make it. So I went up the next day, and that guy just jumped on me like I was somebody's stepchild. I said, listen, what do you think? Me run up here and sit up here all day and listen to you talk to these guys that's in my shape, older, can't pay it, and you're going to have to take some of the homes? I said, it's one thing sure, the government will never get to take mine. I said, I got that much confidence. And I said, you had a job and you lost yours, and through some political pull, you got this very job you got right now. I said, you just as broke as a pancake and you got this job through some political pull. Mm-hmm. I bawled him out. So I told him then, that's when I told him up there, I said, if it ever gets so I get 3 months behind, I'll take care of it. I can still go borrow $100 if I am broke. Mm-hmm. So, went along there, and a little smart guy come in there, wore glasses, and he'd been on some public job ever since he come to Texarkana. Well, during the meantime, he had somewhere, I think he transferred to Dallas, and the head office of this home loan was in Dallas, so he proceeded to bawl me out. Mm-hmm. Told me, he said, by God, you fool with me. He says, I'll close you out, I'll sell that house. And woo-hoo, when he said that, I said, let me tell you one thing. If you go and file a claim on me, I said, I'll come to Dallas and I'll go up in that Cotton Exchange building and I'll beat the hell out of you. And I said, I'll dare you to do it. I'll just dare you to do it.